بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman. Allah who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. The program is Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sayyid Zain is over here. Assalamu alaikum, Sayyid. Welcome to the show.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Okay, more than 50 days past the imposed Zio-American war on Islamic Republic of Iran. And from day one, you could see the presence of the people on the streets, in the gatherings, different stations that were established by the people all across Islamic Republic of Iran. So, one political analyst has said that Iranian people are really strange people so whenever a country is under bombardment or something, so they will escape away to the basement or the refugee camps or something like that. But Iranians are over there in the field. So even you could see the live coverage of the demonstrations and the rallies in Tehran. The U.S., we can say, that's right, airstrikes were over there, bombing the people, but the people were present on the streets by chanting Allahu Akbar or Long Live Islamic Revolution of Iran, Islamic Republic of Iran, waving the flags of Iran, Hezbollah, and so on. So, really, really good people, Iranian people, you know, and such a behavior and such a spirit is really outstanding. But now the major question is that, is it a strategy? Is it a tactic or something? Why the streets must be filled with the people, and what is the people's role in defending their system, in their Islamic system?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. So as you described, I think it's important for those who are not in Iran to know what is happening here, and it's difficult for them to grasp that as well. In the beginning of the war, I was outside of Iran, and I didn't really have a very good idea of exactly what was happening here on the ground. Even though my family was here, I would speak to them.
Okay.
But it's truly, truly amazing how every night so many people come. And it's not just, you know, like in one place, but throughout the city that we're in. And I think throughout the country, different masajid, and they give out tea, and, you know, they're chanting and, you know, listening to these what is the surud in English?
The anthems and the songs, that's right.
Right.
And the revolutionary songs.
Yes, and so with that spirit that they would come. And it's truly, truly, truly amazing. And I find myself very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be able to be a part of this. That it's a great blessing to be able to be a part of this Islamic, Iranian, but Islamic truly, you know, moment and movement within Jamhuri Islami Iran. So it's truly amazing. Now, you know, why are there people out there? You know, should they be out there? What is the wisdom behind this? So inshallah, we'll try to, you know, raise a few points and try to understand what is really behind this. Now, what I understand is this, that it wasn't something that was pre-planned. It was something that came from within the people themselves. And perhaps you can say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, he put it within the hearts of the people and guided the people to come out like this. That after the shahada, after the martyrdom of the leader, that people themselves, they came out in support of the government, of the war effort, in support of the, you know, the leader himself, the new leader, and the previous leader himself, and showed their support. And this was really appreciated by the officials, really appreciated by the, you know, Sayyid Mujtaba, the new supreme leader himself as well. And other scholars too, right? Ayatollah Javad Yamuli, he has highly praised the people coming out. So this is something that came from within the people. Okay. Now, there's a lot of benefits to this. And all the benefits, of course, we cannot see them, especially knowing that this is happening under Allah's plan. Our scholars have, you know, confirmed this to some extent, that there's wisdom of Allah behind this. It's difficult to know the wisdom, all the wisdom behind it. But there's reasons that we can understand. One of them, which is a clear reason, is this, that if people are out there in the streets, then those who are against the system, who have tried and they have to some extent harmed the country, they've killed people in the past, right? So you see a few months ago when these people, they came out on the streets, some of them were agents of Israel and America. And Israel and America, they have accepted this as well. They've claimed that, you know, our people are on the ground, right? They came out and they created chaos in the nation. They killed people, they killed police officers, they killed just regular people on the ground as well, such that about 3,000 people were killed, right? So now if people are on, you know, in the streets every night, they don't give them any kind of room to maneuver. They don't give them any chance to come out and do what they are planning to do, which is basically the enemy's plan. That the enemy wants these kind of people to come out and harm the country from within. Okay, as you see, you know, a few months ago, as you saw in the 12-day war as well, mm-hmm. that a lot of, you know, the attacks that happened were from within Iran itself, through these agents and mm-hmm. through these people.
Yes.
So that's one of the reasons. Another reason that comes to mind is that, you know, coming out of people like this, it shows this support that Jamhuri Islami has, mm-hmm. right? And it gives the officials this assurance that the people are behind us and we can make the hard decisions that need to be made, right? And in a war, hard decisions have to be made, right? And this is something I saw it, I think, in one of the tweets of Trump himself. He was saying that, you know, like, only if the American people were able to be patient and able to bear the difficulties, that then we can achieve a lot in this war against Iran. Mm-hmm. Right? That these economic difficulties that are coming to the American people because of the war, because of the closing of the Strait of Hormuz, that if they were only able to bear these difficulties, if they were able to, you know, perhaps send the troops on the ground and accept that some of them or a lot of them would be killed, that in his mind, Trump thinks that he would be able to accomplish something. But unfortunately for him, he doesn't have people like that, mm-hmm. right? But our people, the Muslimin, the Iranian nation, you know, they are like this, and therefore, the officials here can make difficult decisions. That, you know, to be victorious, now they have to, fight this war. They have to reply in a manner that is a strong manner. But yes, because of that, they will be faced with strikes on their own people as well. And you saw, you know, when the bombings were going on in the first 40 days, strikes, especially Tehran, especially, you know, Isfahan, Qum as well, some strikes were made. You know, a lot of people, or for example, the school.
Yes,
right?
Minab School. 168 beautiful souls we lost, that's right.
So there are a lot of difficulties that you know, were brought upon these people. Okay, but they have, because of their iman, because of their strength that the iman gives them, they're able to be patient here. They're able to bear these difficulties, so much so that a lot of people are not happy that these talks are happening. They want the war to continue so that we're able to defeat the enemy in that sense.
And this has been the strategy of the enemies, as always, to first militarily attack and fear the people. So the people escape to their houses, and then the streets are now in the hands of the rioters, you know?
Right.
And this was the first plan before the war started.
Yes.
You know, there were some uprisings and the riots in Tehran, you know, so this mm-hmm. and that. And then MKO, Mossad, you know, for example, CIA confessed that they were our agents.
Right.
You know,
right.
in the streets of Iran with weapons. They were mm-hmm. funded, they were given weapons. Right. In order to act right. against the Islamic Republic.
Yes.
Right.
So now people coming out in this manner, they're showing that, okay, we are not fearful.
Mm-hmm.
We are willing to sacrifice. And that gives the officials kind of the ability to do what needs to be done, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, before the war started, right, there was this comment that was made by one of the officials. I forget what was his rank in the U.S. But he basically quoted Trump saying, that when we have brought all this power and all these, you know, aircraft carriers in the region, and we have all these bases and we're threatening them, why don't they capitulate, mm-hmm. right? Why don't they just give up? And this is the reason. Why does Iran not give up, right? Because the people are there and they're supporting, right?
Yes.
And why don't the people give up? Because they have iman and they have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his promises, and they're looking forward to the hereafter. Mm-hmm. They believe in the hereafter.
It shows the national unity of the people of Iran. And what about ceasefire? Because temporarily there is no fight.
Right.
So again, the people must empty the streets, go to their houses because it is ceasefire?
Right. No, I don't think that's the right idea.
Okay.
Because they have called it a temporary ceasefire. Mm-hmm. Even if they didn't, for us, it was always their ceasefires are always temporary.
All right.
We have to be expecting an mm-hmm. attack from them, just like the last, two times they've attacked Iran in the middle of negotiations, right? So, but especially right now, because things are so volatile, and yes, there aren't bombs falling on Iran and Iran is not firing anything, but the war is still continuing in Lebanon, for example.
Yes.
And it is continuing in other ways, such as, the Strait of Hormuz. There is a battle of will, if you want to call it, over there. And these negotiations themselves, I think we should look at it as a part of war. That now Iran is not, negotiating and saying that, everything is done and we're not going to do anything. But rather they're saying that we are victorious in this war. Now you have to accept our, mm-hmm. Our points, basically. You have to accept them, right? And since they're not accepting them, the American side, they're not, accepting the demands of the Iranians. The Iranians saying that we don't want to basically talk. Mm-hmm. So let's see what happens in the future. But I think this is the way we are supposed to look at these talks and the ceasefire, that it's part of this war. That the war is not ended, right? And therefore, it's necessary for the people to be out there in the streets, let the officials know that we are behind this war effort, but rather we prefer, in a sense, war over a ceasefire that is not a proper ceasefire, or over an agreement that is a shameful agreement. No, we want an agreement where all our demands are met. Otherwise, we are here and we are ready to fight and sacrifice. So this is a sentiment really that you get walking on these streets, right? Mm. So me, myself, my family, alhamdulillah, we try to go every night. And this is the sentiment you feel from the people, mm-hmm. that, we are not accepting an agreement that's a shameful agreement, mm-hmm. right? So an agreement, it's made, then has to be a powerful and a proper agreement.
This is a type of jihad, in fact, for the people.
Yes.
We can say going to the streets. And it is not something new. I think during the time of infallible imams and Prophet Muhammad, such presence among the people in the cities of the main cities of the governance of Prophet Muhammad and the Shia imams, being filled mm-hmm. with the people and being active mm-hmm. over there in the society.
Right.
So because Islam is not an individual type of religion, it's a right. collective one, yes. okay? So the presence of the people has always role.
Yes, and if you look at history, these people are exceptional. Mm-hmm. They're exceptional, right? If you look at, compare them to the people of Kufa, for example, mm-hmm. during Imam Ali's time. Imam Ali, alayhi salam, he was trying to get them to, come and fight. It's necessary to go and fight Muawiyah and, stop him. And the people just kept making excuses. The people wouldn't listen. They wouldn't come. And basically, they were too comfortable. They were happy with this world and this dunya, right? So you see that because Imam Ali, alayhi salam, he didn't have support, he wasn't able to accomplish what needed to be accomplished. Mm-hmm. And because of that, a lot of problems came later on in Islamic history, leading up to, obviously, Karbala, mm-hmm. right? And because of that, the imam of the time was himself made shaheed in that way. So if you compare the Kufans to, the Iranians right now, the Iranians are truly exceptional.
Yes.
The people and what they're willing to do and the sacrifice that they are willing to make for the sake mm-hmm. of Islam, for the sake of the Muslimin, for the sake of Palestine.
Yes.
It's truly amazing.
Thank you. Thank you, Master Zain, for a nice elaboration. So, still is going on. The gatherings in the main parts and the squares of the cities all across the Islamic Republic of Iran, and the presence of the people, as you said, is a direct sign to the enemies of Islam that these people will not leave. Their government will not leave, supporting, as you said, the people of Palestine and their governance in Islamic Republic of Iran and the new leader, inshallah. Thank you, Masayed. It was very
kind. Alhamdulillah.
Thank you, Masjid listeners, for being with us on IRIB English Radio, the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Regarding the questions
related to the recent imposed war on Iran. It was very kind of you. For more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن